This is Fresh Air. Bakersfield, California has become famous for its own brand of country music, with such stars as Merle Haggard and Buck Owens given credit for putting the town on the musical map. But our rock historian, Ed Ward, says they evolved through a music scene that was wild and wide open during the 1950s and 60s.
Take this baby, I dig it deep. When the guitar strum and I wanna slide my feet, so let's go.
The world of hillbilly music, as it was known then, began splitting apart in the 1930s as acts like the Texan Bob Wills began performing Western swing, a jazzier, more rhythmic music than Nashville was used to. Wills was popular in Texas and Oklahoma, and the Dust Bowl pushed his audience west into Southern California. Wills and his contemporaries were the Western in country and Western. Farming and the oil business were two places where the new arrivals found work, and the town of Bakersfield served as a nexus for the two industries. It also served as a magnet for musicians, and the place to play was the Blackboard, a bar where the house band was fronted by Bill Woods.
I'm gonna go, go, go like crazy man. Gonna take a chance like Dangerous Dan. I'm hotter than a frying pan. I'm gonna go like crazy man. I'm gonna live, live, live like crazy man. Gonna do everything, baby, that I can. So come on, gal, and take my hand. I'm gonna go like crazy man. Go crazy.
Playing in Woods' band was a young guitarist named Buck Owens, who was set on a country music career but wasn't afraid to rock out with the other guys.
My baby works in a hot dog stand, making them hot dogs as fast as you can. Up steps the cat and yells, don't be slow. Give me two hot dogs ready to go. Hot dog! She's my baby, hot dog! Drives me crazy, hot dog! Don't mean maybe, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. In the cool of the evening when the sun goes down, all the chicks and the cats are gathering round. They order hot dogs and red soda pop, then they head down the road to a hip cat hop. Hot dog!
Owens recorded Hot Dog under the name Corky Jones on Pep, a tiny L.A. label where he'd released some country sides. If you even got caught smiling over at the rockabilly folks, he told historian Rich Kienzel, you was out. But Buck did lots of smiling behind the anonymity of a studio band on Bill Woods' Fire Records label, whose motto was, if it's hot, it's on fire. Fire was one of several local labels documenting the talent at the Blackboard and elsewhere. Woods, along with former Bob Wills drummer Johnny Cuviello, was also a partner in Bakersfield Records, whose label showed an oil well and a barn and silo, and the motto, City of Hits. Tally Records was run by Lewis Tally and Fuzzy Owen, who would succeed in part because of their faith in a young man they discovered in the early 60s.
Well, not long ago I was a happy man. Money in my pocket with a ring on my hand. My money's all gone and I'm feeling low. Standing on the corner. Standing on the corner of Skid Row. Well, people walk by and they stop and stare. They giggle and snicker at the clothes I wear. It's just another day like it always goes when you're hanging around on Skid Row.
The reference to blue suede shoes notwithstanding, Merle Haggard was never a rockabilly, but he later paid Bob Wills a tribute. The act that brought Bakersfield music to a higher level was actually from Farmersville, north of town. Bobby Adamson and Woody Wayne Murray were originally from Arkansas, but met in California and formed the duo The Farmer Boys. K Capitol Records, which was having national hits with Los Angeles-based country singers, signed them in 1955, and after hearing Buck Owens play on one of their 1956 sessions, signed him too. Here's the closest the Farmer Boys got to rock and roll, with Louis Talley intoning the baritone part.
Someday,
someday I'm gonna fall.
Someday,
someday I'm gonna fall.
Someday,
someday I'm gonna fall in love.
Somehow,
somehow I'll make you mine.
Someway,
someway we'll spend our time.
Somehow,
someway, someday we'll fall in love. Even in my sleep at night, my dreams are all for you. And with the dawn when I awake, I can still see you.
Somehow,
somehow.
As Capitol scooped up one Bakersfield star after another, and as their records began to sell, featuring a more hard-edged, electric sound than Nashville was putting out, the crazed rockabilly music was confined to the town's small labels and the stage of the blackboard. The better instrumentalists joined the stars' bands, and soon things were peaceful again. Well, as peaceful as honky-tonk music gets, at any rate.
Ed Ward is Fresh Air's rock historian. The music he played is from two recent Bear Family releases, The Other Side of Bakersfield, Volume 1 and 2. Coming up, our linguist Jeff Nunberg considers the use of the words red and blue to describe the political and cultural divide. This is Fresh Air.